Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Welcome to you. It's good to see you, to welcome those who are here in the sanctuary and those who are joining us online, either at this time or later today or in the week. The grace and peace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Let us worship God on this, the third Sunday of Advent. Hymn 277, 277, Hark the Glad Sound, the Saviour Comes. The call to prayer comes from the book of the prophet Isaiah. How beautiful on the mountains are the feet of those who bring good news, who proclaim peace, who bring glad tidings, who proclaim salvation, who say to Zion, "Your God reigns." Let us pray. Loving God, we wait before you, and with eager anticipation we look forward to celebrating your coming to us. But waiting can be difficult. Our experience of life and the world as it is makes us impatient for change, and for that day long promised, when sorrow will give way to joy, despair will give way to hope, and all people will live in peace. Gracious God, as we wait, help us to take time to be still. And in the stillness, let us prepare our hearts to receive the one who came and is to come, even Jesus Christ our Lord. Almighty God, you spoke through the prophets to your people long ago, and you speak through them to your people today. In this time of waiting, we confess we allow daily pressures and pleasures to reduce the time we spend with you. Instead of reflecting on what your coming in Christ means for us and our salvation, we allow ourselves to be distracted by what the world has to give and things that do not last. rather than work to establish peace and justice, we find fault in those who are different from us, and we close our ears to the cry of those in need. Loving God, in your mercy, forgive us, and grant that in this time of waiting, we may turn again to you. So open our hearts now. Fill us with your love. Redeem us by your grace. And give to us and to the world your peace. These things we humbly ask in the name and for the sake of that same Jesus Christ, our Lord, who unites us as the one people, and who taught us when we pray to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. A few intimations to draw to your attention. Firstly, there is the prayer tree, which is situated in the McMichael Chapel. If you have a prayer request, please write it on one of the tags that's there and then attach the tag to the tree. So that's the prayer tree in the McMichael Chapel, through the door there to your left. You may have someone in mind at this time who's going through a difficult time, unwell or whatever, that you want us to pray for them. And of course, there's plenty of world issues at this time that are a cause for concern. So please do remember the prayer tree is there. The Tuesday Group Christmas Lunch takes place this Tuesday at the Golf Club at 12 noon. The Bible reading rota for January through to June is in the main vestibule of the church, as is the flower calendar for 2025. And a big thank you to everyone who takes the time to read lessons here on a Sunday, and also those who donate flowers to the church throughout the year. There will be carol services this week, tomorrow, in Rosalie Court Care Home at 2 o'clock and Westerlands Care Home at 3:30. And then again on Wednesday at 2 o'clock in Eccles Court. Now, I'm looking for volunteers to come along and help with the singing. So if you can come, that would be super, and it would be lovely to see you. So we begin tomorrow, 2 o'clock, Rosalie Court Care Home, which is in Randolph Road. We'll gather just before 2. Then we look forward to St. Ninian's Primary School Christmas service in the church this coming Friday at 10 o'clock. That's always a great service, and we see all the children down the stairs and family members up the stairs, and I'm looking forward to that. Next Sunday will be our Christmas family service at 10:30, followed by a further time of fellowship in the parish halls. Then on Christmas Eve at 11:30, there'll be a United service here in the old parish, and then just a few hours later on Christmas morning at 10:30, I'll be conducting the United service down in Park Church, and everyone will be welcome at these services. And finally, of course, there's a big service this evening, the United service of Lessons and Carols here in the old parish at 6:30, when we'll be joined by friends from other churches and by the moderator of the General Assembly of the Church of Scotland, the Right Reverend Dr. Shaw J. Patterson. Everyone will be very welcome. And again, there'll be a further time of fellowship following the service this evening. But I do hope that all who are able will come and join us for that service of Lessons and Carols this evening at 6:30. And these are all the intimations.
Thank you, Gary. Well, it's my pleasure today to be able to take part in worship. My name's Val Rose, if you don't know me already, and I'm here on placement. Now, I was wondering, I've already had a word with a couple of my new friends, whether they'd like to come out and help me for the all-age talk here. Is there anybody else who'd like to come up and help? We've got six places if anybody wants to come up. Would you like to come up anyway, my two new friends? Yeah, come on up. Excellent. Oh, I do like it when people volunteer. Brilliant. Now, on the floor here, right, we have three bags. It's okay. I haven't hijacked Santa Claus. He's just lent me some bags. We need two people on each bag. So, on maybe one on the other one. So, do you want somebody grab a bag? Yeah. So, we've got three bags. One more bag to have a look at. Okay. Right. So, we've got three bags. The theme of today is all about peace and about hope. So, we've got three bags with maybe different kinds of peace in them. But before we do that, we're going to light the last candle. Not the last, because we've got another one Sunday to go. But another candle, which is going to be a peace candle. And while we do that, I want the grown-ups out there, okay, so they're going to have to do a little bit of work, to think about what kind of peace you would like this Christmas. Okay? So have a wee think. Chat to your neighbour if you like. Ken had you all talking amongst yourselves last week, but we haven't got much time for that. But have a think about what kind of peace you would like this Christmas, okay? Right, so the ones who haven't got bags, do you want to come and help me light the Advent candle, right? But we'll be back in one tick. You have a think about peace. It's all very peaceful. Nobody speaking. Right, should we light one candle? Which candle do you want to light? Which one do you think, that one or that one? Hope you're thinking. Here we go. Right, who's going to do it? You're going to do it. Well done. Okay. So can anybody remember what the candles of the Advent wreath are called? Each one has a name. Do you know, this one's peace. There's another one which is hope. Another one which is joy. And the last one is love. So we've done three today and we're on to peace. Next week, perhaps, is love. Okay, right. So I hope you've had a wee think about what peace might mean for you this Christmas. So let's start with this bag over here, right? So who would like to delve into it? Would one of you like to see what's in the bag? Pull the stuff out, and perhaps we can put them on the communion table and see what's in there. So this is one kind of peace. Wait a minute, we'll do that one next. Okay? Okay, so this one is a, what is it? It's an eye mask, a sleeping mask, maybe a nice sleeping mask. What else is in there? Do you want to dig in, have a look? What else is there? Right. Oh, that's a bit of that. What's that? A colouring book. It says, be calm and colour. Be calm and colour. I think there's somebody not very well, but we'll carry on. We'll carry on. Okay, a few more. Let's have a look to see what's in there. Okay. A nice bit maybe of hand balm. I wonder if you're kind of seeing a bit of a theme going on here of what kind of piece that might be. One more maybe? Let's see what's in there. a little prayer book. Little prayer book, pocket-sized prayers, pray anywhere, anytime. Yeah. Anybody kind of guess what kind of peace this might be? The last one. Last one in here says, peace and quiet. 5 minutes peace. 5 minutes peace. Okay, so that's one kind of peace. And maybe as you were thinking, that kind of peace might be the kind of peace that you'd like this Christmas. 5 minutes peace. Okay, the next one. Let's do that one quickly. Let's do this one. Okay, who's going to pull out some things? You want to hold that? Or are you going to take something out? Okay, you haven't. Do you want to have a go? Okay, what's in this one? Okay, Christmas card. Okay? That's one sort of thing. Okay. So maybe somebody's received a Christmas card. Oh, a big bar of chocolate. Which says, thank you. So maybe if somebody would like a thank you this Christmas, yeah? So that might be something else. Oops. My ear thing has fallen off. I'll try and put that back. It's the trouble with glasses and these things, that sometimes they just won't stay on. That's better. Perhaps my ears are too small, do you think? They just fall off. Okay. Christmas present? Yeah? Maybe somebody would quite like a Christmas present. Maybe something, somebody that wasn't expecting one. And lastly, what's in here? Is it all gone? Oh, no. One more thing. What does that say?
Open up for a special invitation.
A special invitation. So maybe somebody would really like to resolve something and have an invitation to a party. So maybe this kind of peace is all about somebody else's peace that maybe you can help with. The last one. Let's have a look at the last one. Okay, you've got the kind of idea now. Who's going to pull some of these out? Yep. And me? No. Okay, you do it. There you go. All right, so these are not presents. What does that say?
No room for comfort and joy.
No room for comfort and joy. Okay, so this is a Christian Aid leaflet. Okay, so in when you've left everything behind to survive. Okay, so that's maybe another kind of peace. Okay, any more? What says help people in
Gaza, donate today.
Okay, help people in Gaza. So maybe that's another kind of peace that we might be hoping for this year. And I think maybe there's just another couple of things in there. Oh, it's a purse. Is there anything in it? Let's have a look, shall we? Anything in the purse?
No.
Oh.
Oh, there's some pound coins.
Just a few coins in the bottom. Maybe that's a kind of peace that we might hope for this year. A peace that's about helping people who don't have as much as we do. Okay. And I think maybe there's one thing left in there. Okay. Which is about donate to protect children in
Sudan.
Okay.
There's one more.
Oh, sorry. Card. Another card which says about
gift card.
Okay, a gift for refugees in
Ukraine.
Okay. So this is maybe what we think of as peace when we think of peace at this time of year. What we're going to be thinking about in church today is a little bit more about what God's peace is really like. And maybe God's peace is bigger than we think. Because we've got three different kinds of peace here, for ourselves, for other people, and for the world. And all of this is about the peace that God brings and the peace that we welcome in Christmas at this time of year. We call him the Prince of Peace, the Savior that comes to bring peace. Thank you so much for helping delve into these pockets. And I don't know whether you're allowed, but would you like to take the chocolate with you? Yes, yes, you would like to take the chocolate with you. Okay, so this is a big thank you for all of you. Thank you very much indeed. You take that out to Sunday school. Thank you so much. We're going to sing again. And this time we're going to be singing The Angel Gabriel from Heaven Came, hymn 285.
This morning's reading comes from Micah in the Old Testament. It's Micah chapter 5, verses 2 to 5a, and can be found on page 774 of the Pew Bible. Micah chapter 5. But you, Bethlehem, Ephrathah, Though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come for me one who will be ruler over Israel, whose origins are from old, from ancient times. Therefore, Israel will be abandoned until the time when she who is in labor bears a son, and the rest of his brothers return to join the Israelites. He will stand and shepherd his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God, and they will live securely, for then his greatness will reach to the ends of the earth, and he will be our peace. And the second reading comes from the New Testament. It's Luke chapter 1, verses 39 to 55, and can be found on page 48 of the Pew Bible. Luke chapter 1, starting at verse 39. At the time that Mary got ready and hurried to a town in the hill country, to a town in the hill country of Judea, where she entered Zechariah's home and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the baby leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. In a loud voice, she exclaimed, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the child you will bear. But why am I so favored that the mother of my Lord should come to me? As soon as the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed is she who has believed that the Lord would fulfill his promises to her." Mary's song. And Mary said, "My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Saviour, for he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. From now on, all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is his name. His mercy extends to those who fear him from generation to generation. He has performed mighty deeds with his arm. He has scattered those who are proud in their innermost thoughts. He has brought down rulers from their thrones, but has lifted up the humble. He has filled the hungry with good things, but has sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel, remembering to be merciful to Abraham and his descendants forever, just as he promised our ancestors." Amen.
Thank you, Margaret. We sing the hymn 286, 286, "Tell out my soul the greatness of the Lord."
Thank you.
Let us pray. Loving God, with joy, we hear the glad tidings of your coming, and we praise you for the peace and hope that are at the heart of our Saviour's birth. May your name be praised and glorified in all the earth. Lord God, we acknowledge that in the world today, there are those for whom peace seems impossible and hope seems futile. We think of the hungry, the homeless, and of refugees. People like us made in your image, yet deprived of their dignity in their struggle for survival. May the light of Christ break into their darkness. Gracious God, we pray for the people of Syria, asking that leaders will emerge focused on justice and tolerance. We pray for the people of the Middle East and that land we call holy. We pray for all overwhelmed by fear, for those whose homes and livelihoods have been destroyed by conflict, and all for whom danger is a constant threat. May the light of Christ break into their darkness. Loving God, throughout his ministry, the one born a child and yet a king reached out to others. Be with those who feel unloved and unwanted, those who are lonely or weary, those who are sick, and those who wrestle with grief and the loss of one they loved. In our prayers today, we remember the family and friends of Mary Finlay, who died yesterday. May the light of Christ break into those who are in our thoughts. Lord God, as we pray for our families and friends, we pray for your church in this Advent season. Bless the services that will proclaim the good news of your coming, and help each one of us to make known in our lives the life of Christ, the Word made flesh, who came and made his home among us. Gracious God, hear this our prayer, and hear with it the silent prayers of our hearts, through that same Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. We sing the hymn 314, 314, Child in the Manger.
around 700 years before the birth of Jesus, lived a man called Micah. Micah lived in a small town of Moresheth in the southern kingdom of Judah, at the same time that Isaiah was alive in Jerusalem. The northern and southern kingdoms had split long ago, and both had been ravaged by war and dissent. Micah warned that God would allow the empire of Assyria to take out the north and ravage Jerusalem. And after that, then Babylon would come along and bring even more destruction. We know very little about Micah. He was perhaps an elder, probably not a priest, perhaps a well-respected man in the countryside around Jerusalem. But what made him stand out was that he had the gift of truly seeing, of being able to put into words what people around him were thinking, and most importantly, a man who could listen to what God was saying to him about the times that he lived in. The passage that we heard this morning is perhaps one of the most famous in this short book of Micah. Most of the book explores Micah's accusations and warnings of God's impending judgment on Israel, because the situation was grim. Jerusalem was under siege. The king had suffered humiliations. The people had no hope or peace. But Micah saw hope, and he sees beyond the current circumstances to what God is promising to do. And what a future he saw. It included a ruler like no other. Return from exile, food and peace, and something more. Something that he called, "They shall live secure. The people will live secure." The ancient Jews had a word to describe those better days. They called it Shalom, which means Hebrew for peace. And in the Bible, God's peace, shalom, meant much more than simply the absence of war. It was much more than a personal peace or a private transaction with God. The longing for God's shalom included those things. But for Jewish believers, peace was much bigger and much broader. Shalom meant not only inner peace or spiritual peace, it meant wholeness and completeness throughout all of creation. It meant the end of injustice. It meant the rich would no longer devour the poor. It meant all brokenness would be set right and healed. It meant that people would love one another. Shalom would flow deep and broad, embracing all of creation, including plants and animals and the earth itself. What a wonderful idea. According to the world Health Organization, since the COVID pandemic, the levels of anxiety and depression across the world have risen by 25%. Our daily news feeds are full of instant catastrophe, storms, wars, the cost of living crisis, climate change, the list seems endless. And we look to our leaders and politicians, to our military and civil servants, perhaps, to make it right. Perhaps it is no surprise that with this longing for security and certainty and peace, there is a rise in popularism and nationalism across the world. Yet while the world looks towards prime ministers and heads of state, conspiracy theories and rhetoric, Micah is jumping up and down and trying to point us to an entirely different direction. He's pointing to a small, out-of-the-way place, even in those times it was out-of-the-way, a small town in the middle of nowhere, Bethlehem. He's pointing to a leader who will come in the strength of the Lord, rather than in the strength of weapons or wealth or power. Here, he is saying, here is a difference that will make a difference. And in these few verses tucked away in the small book of the Hebrew Bible, Micah captures the anxiety and care we seem to live with day after day, and the peace that only God can deliver. Life is indeed precarious. Even in our comfortable world of credit cards and insurance policies, health service and bureaucracy, they may be our buffer, but ultimately it is God's provision of true security, hope, and help that makes the ultimate difference. And that difference comes in the shape of the one whose birth is soon to be celebrated. It's not by accident that on this Sunday, Micah's prophecy points to the story where hope and help come from unexpected places and unlikely people. Today we heard in the Gospel of Luke of a meeting of two cousins, Mary and Elizabeth, in an unknown town, vaguely somewhere in the hills. Mary and Elizabeth are found. They meet up. And we're invited to turn our attention to what is going on between these two women. Because more than often, God is to be seen in the nooks and crannies of life. The homes and the kitchens, the soup pots and the food banks, the chats over coffee, and the unexpected Christmas card. Advent's call, as then, is a call to eyes and ears and hearts to expect the unexpected and listen for the least unlikely voices. Luke, in the first verse of the New Testament reading, gives us a small picture, an intimate one, of two marginalized pregnant women, one very young, poor and unwed, and the other far beyond the age to conceive. They meet to celebrate and perhaps commiserate about their miraculous pregnancies. A baby kicks in the womb, blessings are shared, astonishment is expressed, and in that meeting, hope and peace is shared. But what kind of peace is this where the coming Messiah who will redeem Israel is proclaimed by two women who come together to give each other hope and security? It is that peace of connection and assurance, because neither of them have dreamt about this. It's not a figment of their imagination or psychosis. They have encountered the God of peace in their place of isolation and despair. In the comfort of their meeting and their connection with each other. And then Mary sings. She gives voice to this strange and miraculous, subversive event that she and Elizabeth are central to. Indeed, the fact that Mary sings at all is subversive in itself. This young, unwed woman, a thoroughly marginal person in her culture, she proclaims some of the most important prophetic words in Scripture. She gives voice to a song that is not only for her and Elizabeth, but for the world. And it invites us beyond our imagination, even beyond what Micah had wished for. She invites us to see as she sees, and later as Jesus himself would see clearly, the upside-down world that God has started. She sings, "He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away." Mary proclaims the hope and peace, the shalom, as though it already exists. And perhaps because the future can already be glimpsed in God's choice of Mary as the bearer of the Messiah. It starts as it means to go on, the unexpected, the amazing possibility. So what kind of peace comes with the Christ child this Christmas? It is not an easy peace. It is not a complacent peace. It is a peace that we all have a part in, whoever and wherever we are. It is the peace of Micah, which comes with longing for security and a turning to God. It is the peace of Elizabeth, who dares to hope for a special child to make her life and her husband's complete. It is the peace of Mary, who beyond all reason and expectation knows through her meeting with Elizabeth that the child she carries will be the Saviour who is promised. And in that peace, she recognizes that the better days will come. So as I left you earlier thinking about what kind of peace this Christmas brings for you, I'd like you to think about it again. It may be something in our three bags that strikes a chord with you. It could be peace that you long for yourself. Maybe the peace of family or friends. Or indeed the peace that we all long for, to come to the places in the world where the innocent still suffer. Whatever it is, invite Jesus to be part of that peace and to listen to where his peace will make a difference. This Christmas, God offers us again shalom, wholeness, completeness. We ask for the Prince of Peace to come, light in our darkness, and to be shalom. Amen. And we sing again. looking forward to Christmas and the birth of Christ. 281. People, look east. The time is near.
Go in the peace of God, and the blessing of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you now and forevermore.